around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, will I take you around this great big world?
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, June 22nd, 2024, and we are going to begin this hour by activating our National Communal Forum. As I said an hour ago, I'm going to say it again now, after today's show wraps, Mary and I will depart for Texas as Bobby gets that red carpet ready for us down there. All next week, it's the big Let's Go America Tour Frisco with the PGA, so join us in these travels. Connect with us on our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X pages. You'll also hear it on our daily Monday through Friday 60-second travel minutes that we do. Next week's show will be a live remote from the Omni PGA Frisco Resort, and looking forward to having all of you a part of that. Now, week 223 for the NCF we're going to get to. Why other network shows don't do this, we'll never understand it, folks. The facts are, if you don't love your affiliates, the affiliates can't love you. These segments are our way to deploy our national network in reverse fashion to engage the now 585-plus weekly affiliates airing this show nationwide and to get original real-time reports on an array of topics that you won't hear about elsewhere. So, Mary, who's on top?
All right, I'll just quick PSA to Bobby. Just have that air conditioner. I don't care about the red carpet. Just give me some cold air.
Gotcha.
Anyway, let's welcome Brandon Vogt, afternoon host on our, and actually now program director on our Albuquerque affiliate, FM 96.3 and AM 770 KKOB Radio. We have Ken Kinsey, an owner from our Springfield, Missouri area affiliate. That's AM 1150, FM 97.5. and FM 103.3 KRMS Radio in Osage Beach, and Mike Thomas, news reporter from our Bend, Oregon affiliate, AM 1110 and FM 100.1 KBND Radio.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for being here with us.
Hi. Oh, good to be here.
Well, appreciate having
you. Good
morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you're very welcome. I appreciate having all of you aboard with us. So, Brandon, or BV, as we're going to go, we're going to kick this off with you. I'm going to take you in a different direction today for this NCF. Here's what I want to know. You know, when many people think of places to travel in the southwestern U.S., you know, certainly Las Vegas and Phoenix, they do a good job at attracting a large share of visitors. Every trip we've made to Albuquerque over the years, and I don't know, it's probably been six or seven of them or so I can think of, they've all been enjoyable. You get a very different feel for America in your city, and the hour drive or so northeast to Santa Fe, it's also a completely different experience on top of that. I'm curious, with all the attention popular shows like Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul or Stranger Things and many others, have they helped Albuquerque from a tourism standpoint, or have you seen other impacts?
I think it's definitely helped. And the tourism part, with these shows end up with a cult following, not just shows, but movies. And a lot of times they will film a movie here in Albuquerque and make it look like another city out west. But people, because this has happened so many times, people are now wise to it, and they're like, oh, okay, this is where my favorite movie was supposed to be set in, it was supposed to be in Reno, but it's really Albuquerque. So we have people that come here or come through here on their way someplace else to check out these kind of movie locations. And like you said, with Stranger Things and with Breaking Bad on the television side, we're starting to see people kind of congregate at very famous spots that were used in those shows. So ultimately, it has helped out. You know, with Breaking Bad, with the whole meth thing, and I mean, that's nothing that any city really wants to push forward. But there's been many other more positive things that have been filmed here, and positive movies that have been filmed here in and around New Mexico.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, it's a great area. So thank you for that. Ken, you're in the Osage Beach area of the Ozarks in western Missouri. Lots of boating, all kinds of outdoor activities. The Lake of the Ozarks has been a premier destination really for decades in the Midwest. And similar to what Robert said, there was another TV show that may have made it a little more popular. I'm sure the pandemic did too. I remember hearing how busy your area was along with our parks. Right? You're laughing, so that's putting it lightly probably. So talk about the growth that you're experiencing, good or bad, and what you enjoy living most about living there.
Well, I've been down here probably for 50 plus years, since I was about 18 or so, off and on, and having the radio stations down here has been a real treat. the biggest part of this whole thing, when we had COVID, we were usually on an average about 3 million visitors a year. We went up to about 13 million visitors that year. Ooh. You could not buy a boat. You couldn't buy a wave runner. And property went to bidding wars and things like that. It's kind of continued because a lot of those people have stuck around. There's new construction. In fact, I'm watching a couple of townhouses being built right across from the cove because I live right here on the water. I've also got another 30 apartments of condos being built in the back of our cove. And it just continues to explode as far as that part's concerned. People want to be at the Midwest coast in central Missouri.
10 million people over that time
period. But Mary, how often do we hear people telling
us
about Lake of the Ozarks, the whole area there? It's a great area.
It is a great area.
There's no question about that. So, all right. So,
Rudy,
let's talk a little bit of Bend, Oregon, okay?
Well, let's go to what the Internet tells me is the second largest, fastest growing city in the United States, Bend, Oregon. Mike, as we end this NCF, in 2 weeks we'll be celebrating July 4th. I understand that you and your colleagues in the area really do that up big time.
We do. We have some fun 4th of July celebrations, a couple of traditional ones, you know, with your parades, of course, fireworks, but one of the real unique ones, and they've been doing this now for, this will be the 100th anniversary, it's the Downtown Bend Pet Parade, and it started out as, you know, just walking some dogs down Downtown Bend, and now it's become a huge event, thousands of people, of course, you know, walking dogs, but it's the pet parade. So whatever animal you can put a leash on, it gets a leash on. It gets walked around Downtown Bend, dogs, cats, lizards, birds have even been a part of it. It's goats and llamas, and it's a fun one. And then it all winds up in Drake Park in Downtown Bend for another 4th of July celebration. And we have fireworks off of a butte that we have in town, so there's not a bad spot in town to watch the fireworks, and just a whole lot of fun, and absolutely, you know, tens of thousands of people come and visit Central Oregon during that holiday.
Well, I mean, and looking at the weather around the country this week with the temperatures, I mean, anytime you can get to the coastal area, probably not a bad thing. So, you know, last hour during our Travel News Roundtable, Mary, Rudy, Bobby, and I, we were talking about the most patriotic states in America. I want to know from each of you, we've got about a minute left in this segment. So when you think of this nation, what's a state you consider one of our most patriotic? There's a group that just put out a list there. I will say one of you is in one of the states. But what say you? Let's go the same. Abivi, what say you?
The most patriotic state, I would say, is Texas, just next door to us. And just next door to us in New Mexico, a lot of pride for the state of Texas and also the U.S. I mean, every time I drive through, all I see is a bunch of flags.
Ken, real quick.
Well, we have flags everywhere, particularly down here at the lake. They fly them on their boats. They fly them on their docks. They fly them off their balconies. It's pretty amazing.
All right. And on this list that was put out there, by the way, Mike, you're in it in Oregon, but one of your number five. But what say you?
Well, I'm going to guess that since we're in it, I'm going to guess one of our neighbors, Idaho. How about that?
Did not met top three, Virginia, Alaska, Montana, guys. Listen, thank you very much for being part of the show. Really appreciate it. National Communal Forum, always fun part of the program. Have a great weekend. Folks, after this quick sponsors break, well, get ready to up the flavor in your life. We're going to travel the world from your own kitchen.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security, found at simplisafe.com/carry, combines cutting-edge technology with a customer-first approach for award-winning protection. They earn your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked into a contract. Head to simplisafe.com/carry and save 20% on your new system today. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Zero Debt USA, which can be found at zapmydebt.com. They can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. So before you do anything, contact the team there and talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com or find a link at armworldtravel.com.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, three customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with two devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, moving on from the NCF, we are now going to travel the world from your own kitchen, folks. Before Chef Brad Barnes checks in from France with us, we're sponsored by EmeraldCruises.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means exploring the extraordinary, from uncovering rare sights, delighting in regional wine, or culinary tastings, and visiting places of local and historical significance. They're going to take you on guided hikes, all kinds of bike rides, canoeing adventures, and a lot more.
You certainly can. You can do that in France, too, by the way. To lock in up to $3,000 in savings, even get two-for-one fares that are going on right now, visit emeraldcruises.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment is taking us to Paris, where Chef Brad Barnes is this weekend. The last time he appeared on the show, he was a senior director with the Culinary Institute of America. He recently retired from that role, and he's now the president of Pure Food Consulting. Chef Brad is a certified master chef. There are only 72 chefs in the country with this designation. He joins us now via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline with updates, plus a recipe that's perfect for your July 4th ahead or anytime this summer.
Well, I have to tell you, it looks delicious. Chef Brad, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show. You know, you didn't have to travel all the way to Paris just to be back on the program with us today.
No, but it's great. Listen, I get to do some really good things around the globe.
Well, it certainly sounds that way. We hope you're having a great time over there. So, you know, in your previous appearances with us, I don't think we discussed you being a certified master chef, as Mary just mentioned, in your setup. I seem to recall us discussing, you know, that in person when we were together over at the CIA. But, you know, because it's an impressive designation, I want you to share with everyone listening what it entails for a chef.
Oh, well, you know, as many certifications, it's a validation of your skills and knowledge. And I did it some time ago. So it was 1994. I was young and pretty then. And that was a 10-day exam administered through the American Culinary Federation at the Culinary Institute of America and evaluated by other existing certified master chefs. So it actually was a great time. I practiced for 3 or 4 years for that setting, that scenario, and it went really well, thankfully. So, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
And I can almost remember it.
Well, again, congratulations. We just wanted to touch on it briefly because it's the highest honor that you can achieve as a chef.
So thank you.
Let's move on to, you know, we know you well from your time spent at the Culinary Institute of America, but I do want to hear more about what you're working on now. What's Pure Food Consulting, and what are you trying to help your clients with in the food industry?
Yeah, so thank you. As I retired from CIA, I had a goal for myself to be able to positively affect food supply globally. And I've released an 8-part video series on where food comes from, and I work with a few different CEOs on food business strategy to remake their businesses or invigorate their businesses or just remodel them from a food product standpoint. I work with folks in Spain, Italy, France, a little bit of Asia, certainly in the U.S., on making new products, finding new products, and getting better food to tables in the U.S. for people in a very accessible and affordable way. So I'm pretty lucky that I can use my skills to do something like that. And that actually is what brought me to France. So that's why I'm sitting over here.
Well, we appreciate you coming on with us today from Paris, and we look forward to seeing what you're going to continue to do with that. It's definitely an ever-evolving industry. So let's get to this really yummy-looking recipe. This is our Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment. Our team's going to post the recipe for our listeners on our website and on Facebook at RM World Travel. But, Brad, with summer officially here this week and July 4th and the hot barbecue season in full swing, it's coming. Looks like you have something good to share, so go ahead and tell us about this recipe.
Yeah, no, listen, I've spent some time in Korea and actually worked with several Korean government entities on trying to proliferate temple food, and, which is very different from this, but was able to learn a lot about the flavors that come from Korea and beautiful country. And then there's really a lot of good things in this recipe, but they come together very simply and easily stated. It is chunks of pork that have a Korean style barbecue sauce on them. And that barbecue sauce is made very easily and flavored with gochujang, which is probably a little foreign to some folks, but it's a fermented chili paste, and it comes in various levels of heat. When you go to buy it, you can find a mild, sweet, and a little hotter and a little hotter. And then there's one with, I think it's got four chilies on it. And that, of course, is
that would
the
be the
hottest,
heat. Yeah,
but
right.
Not, mm-hmm. It's not bite you hot. So I love it. And then we balance it with a little ginger and sugar and some honey. And it sits on the meat for an hour or two, even more, if you like. And then you just drop it on the grill, and all the ingredients there also caramelize really well from grill heat. So you get a nice crusty, beautifully colored red pork product that's all skewered, and you can just do what you will with it.
Well, I love looking at this. You know, again, so folks, you'll see this. Again, they are simple ingredients. You know, the chili sauce we're talking about, we've got honey, soy sauce, got a little sake in there, the ginger, fresh ginger, which is great, sesame oil, brown sugar, all things certainly accessible. I am curious, so, you know, and then we're creating the spicy Korean pork skewers. Are you big on the metal skewers, or do you prefer the bamboo skewers?
So I like, for the grill, I like metal skewers. They're sturdier, they're bigger, they don't burn, and they'll allow you to do bigger pieces of meat, because if you get larger chunks of meat on a bamboo skewer, it's going to burn up.
Okay.
And it may end up being chunks of meat on the grill instead of a skewer.
Great recipe for 4th of July, or as Mary said, you know, summer barbecuing in general. You know, I'm going to take you, and as Mary also said, we are posting that, so I hope many folks listening, they go make it, and when they do, they'll share photos of it and share what they think about the recipe, and then, Brad, we will share that with you as well. But you know, I know you've been entrenched in the food industry in different roles for many years now. I really, while we have you here, I'd like to take your pulse on some, you know, some of the biggest changes that you see occurring currently, specifically in the food and beverage scene. I mean, maybe it could be technology. Is it the consolidation in the industry? Maybe it's a move away from processed food, something else. What would you say?
So, great question. And it is a very transitional time. And this is my 50th year in food service. So, you know, I've seen a lot, and I like what I see now. Folks are moving away from processed as we know it. There's even a movement out there with USDA to redefine processed, because actually when we process things, many times we can make them better if we do it right. And so there's that. There is certainly a move towards quality convenience. And quality means ingredients, flavors, presentation. So, but easy to understand, easy to use, and creates a really good experience for the folks eating it. But it's a great time in food. And then, of course, there's the responsibility piece to look at how our food supply supports the things that need to happen from a global standpoint, whether it's water use or soil use or all those sort of things. So there's some really good stuff out there.
Brad, Paris might be your answer since it's influenced the world's cooking scene for years for this question. But if we put France aside just for a bit, if I asked you to pick another mm-hmm. area of the world that you most connect with from a food and cultural standpoint in terms of their influence around the world, what would you choose?
Well, you know, there's really five areas of the globe that have contributed to foodways as we know them today. But I think certainly one of the oldest and most interesting is all around Asia. And then particularly China and Japan, and then some of Southeast Asia, whether it's Vietnam or the other smaller enclaves there. And, of course, then South and Central America have all really impressed the global food scenes. And up and coming is the diaspora in Upper Africa as well. So really, that's why it's such a great, diverse time. And it's so easy to see, as opposed to when I was younger and you used encyclopedias to look things up. Today, you know, we all know how quickly we can find things. So it's actually made the food world a lot more transparent and a lot more easy to access.
Well, I think that's very
true.
Interesting,
yeah.
Well, again, we really appreciate you joining us today, folks. I want to give the website. You can, you know, stay connected and find out where Chef Brad is headed and what he's up to next. Purefood.biz, purefood.biz. Maybe you're a chef out there. Maybe you have a restaurant, culinary enterprise of some type. You want to connect with him, you can do that. Thanks for sharing the recipe today. Again, spicy Korean pork skewers, folks. Brad, we really appreciate the time. Hope you have a great weekend and enjoy your time in Paris, okay?
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Brad. Take care.
Okay. See you around.
All right, there goes Chef Brad again. Spicy Korean pork. I'm looking at the recipe here, Mary. We are definitely making this.
Have that Korean spice thanks to RJ in our house. A lot of ingredients we love. That fresh ginger, sesame oil, brown sugar. Yum.
That's it. I know I'm going to talk to RJ, get him firing up that grill. All right, as we step aside for a few quick sponsor messages in this bottom of the hour break, be sure to share your photos with us when you make these spicy Korean pork skewers that I talked about. Just do it on our social media, at RM World Travel. Rudy's coming up next for the H Block, and then Mary and I will be back to answer listener emails. We'll also be sharing some travel deals of the week with you. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means sailing through lands brimming with castles and fortresses, captivating winemaking regions, and so many delightful cities, towns, and villages. You'll experience life as a local through included excursions, and on board the ship, everything is included in the affordable price from all your meals, wine, beer, and soft drinks, first-class service with an English-speaking crew, free Wi-Fi, all gratuities, there are bicycles and more. For more info and special show savings, visit emeraldcruises.com or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Seabourn ultra-luxury voyages and expeditions, well, they include everything except the stress.
Yes, explore hidden gems and award-winning authentic experiences in legendary cities. Connect with new friends in an intimate yacht-like atmosphere with intuitive personalized service that we can attest feels like you're among family.
All suites are oceanfront, so you'll enjoy your own private veranda as part of your home away from home. And be sure to play with the best water toys off the ship's retractable dock on Marina Day.
Plus, there's world-class dining.
Visit seabourn.com to learn more or RM World Travel. com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by ZapMyDebt.com. You and I both know there's nothing worse than knowing you're in debt and falling further behind. It can weigh on your day and night. The frustrating part of the system is that the system is designed to trap you in debt as the hole keeps getting deeper. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt, which is why we want you to know about a new way out of the debt trap. It's called ZapMyDebt.com. All one word, ZapMyDebt. ZapMyDebt has new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Now you can cut or even eliminate interest, find programs to write off your balances, stop those threatening phone calls, and do it all without bankruptcy or a loan. So before you do anything else this weekend, check out ZapMyDebt.com and talk to them for free. You can also find a link to ZapMyDebt.com under RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors. Well, every once in a while, the ability to find information on the internet surprises me. In preparation for talking to our next guest, I learned there's a website you can go to that lists all the pet-friendly beaches in the U.S. I find that incredible. Suzanne Gartner is a welcome return guest to the show. She's an animal advocate and author of a book called A Voice for Animals, and she knows all about pets and beaches. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and learn a little bit more about protocol that pet owners should have in mind if they're headed to a beach with their pet this summer. Suzanne, welcome back. First of all, it comes as no surprise that I presume you're a pet owner, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And when you lived in Southern California, you often took your your dog to Huntington Beach, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, where you found very specific rules posted that applied to pets. What were some of those rules that you found that folks should, first of all, abide by whether they're posted or not, and second of all, might be posted at beaches people go to?
Well, so I found that there were specific rules when I took my dog, Charlie, who has passed on since now, but I used to go to the beach, and I still go to the beach and love to do so, and found that it was a great place for him to be able to run off-leash. However, as you said, there were rules and restrictions in place, and I was very abiding by the rules and, in general, kept him on leash. He was a small dog, and, you know, to keep him safe and also to be respectful of the beach itself, I would keep him on leash. There was an off-leash designated area where I could take him, and I did see other dog parents take their dogs, and they would interact and play. But there were times and restrictions when I would be able to do that. So I would like to inform the listeners to just check the rules and regulations of the individual beaches, because it can be quite specific. So, for example, Huntington Beach had its own set of rules and restrictions, and other beaches all across the U.S. Do have their own rules. So that's really important to do if you're planning to take your dog to the beach.
And the area where dogs could go off-leash, is that somehow fenced in or set off from the rest so that dogs can't run wild?
Not necessarily. So that's a really good point, is that they're not necessarily closed off. There are some areas and off-leash places designated for dogs to be able to run around freely, but there are beaches where they are not fenced in, and so they do require their dog parents slash owners to be able to have recall, and there are even specific rules with respect to be able to call your dog and make sure that you can call the dog to come back when you want him or her to stay out of trouble, not to go into the water, and or have a problem with other dogs even.
Well, also there are some beaches where I presume dogs are not allowed, so would that be posted generally?
Yeah, it is posted generally, and I do agree with you. There are so many websites now, and in fact, when I logged on just to check and refresh my memory, I found dozens of websites that list dog-friendly beaches, but also beaches that do not allow dogs. For example, some public beaches are very strict on certain seasons, times of day, and although there will be postings if you actually go to the beach, I recommend that you just go online and just do your due diligence ahead of time, research, plan ahead. We have so much information available on websites, resources, information. I would type in the specific beach that I'm looking to go to, and or if you live in, for example, New York City, you could type in dog-friendly beaches in New York State. And you'd be surprised at so much information that you can find. But yes, you are correct that some beaches do not allow dogs to roam.
And some don't allow them on weekends, some don't allow them on weekends.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's very.
In the 2 minutes we have left, what I want to turn to is taking care of your dog while running on the beach, because you had some very specific things to keep in mind when you're going, well, in what is presumably, at least in the summer, a hot environment.
Yes, I did. I wanted to just make sure that we talked about that because, like myself, we can get carried on and have a great time and bring our puppy and our older dog to the beach. But we may need to remember, that dogs don't produce sweat glands like humans do. So they can overheat very easily. They can get overheated in the sun. Most of us know that on a hot summer day, it's hard to find shade. And so please bring a lot of water, fresh water. Try not to let your dog, if you're going to be on an ocean, you know, jump into the ocean and drink that salt water.
Important.
Which can be problematic for them. There can be ticks and other bugs at the beach, so preventative medicine can help. And also, we want to be able to make sure to protect the wildlife and the natural habitat. So those are things to keep in mind.
Her website is Susanna Gartner, S-U-Z-A-N-A-G-A-R-T-N-E-R. Susanna, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rudy.
and we'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
If you love travel but aren't such a fan of travel planning, we say go guided with Colette.
This family-owned company is North America's longest-running tour operator.
They offer tours across all seven continents with expertly planned trips that blend must-see sights and ample free time at all their destinations.
All tours include a tour manager, terrific accommodations, great meals, transportation, and more.
And they take care of all the details for you, making Colette a travel company you can trust.
So here's what we want you to do. Visit Colette.com for more info and specials, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start
up. See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
The power of travel is the power to create positive impact. Everyone in our audience can have that impact on the people of Israel by helping to support them during this time of need with emergency war relief. Lives are being destroyed by the horrors terrorism has brought, and now world pressures that are impacting people. The atrocities of war and its pain will last for years. To help folks regain hope, rebuild lives, have food and medical supplies to survive, and even help children in schools, visit IsraelNeedsMe.com to make a difference or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, this segment and deals of the week that are still to come, and then Mary and I, we're going to head to the airport and fly to Dallas and begin the big Let's Go America tour, Frisco, Texas, that starts on Monday. Listener emails will be our focus for this iBlock today, folks, and we are sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with over 200 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and a lot more, including popular family destinations like Orlando, Myrtle Beach, Hawaii, Virginia Beach, and elsewhere. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Wherever travel takes you, you're going to feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations. They have so many perks waiting for you as well. Go to HiltonGrandVacations.com for more information, or just find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. All right, Mary, emails, here we come. All right, you ready?
I'm all set. Let's
all right.
Go.
This one is from Dory, email number one, who listens to us in Mill Point, New York. That will be our Amsterdam affiliate, AM 1490 WCSS Radio. She's asking, I find it very bothersome when people play music or watch video on trains and don't use headphones. I visit family a lot in the UK and can reserve a quiet car on their trains that prohibits cell phone use, noisy video games, movies, anything with sound, and I love it. Are you aware of anything like that here in the U.S.? Well, Dory, appreciate your email. It always interests me.
Good question.
What triggers travelers, Mary? It just does. I know people who the idea of a crying baby on a plane or a train, I guess, in the case of Dory here, sends them over the edge. I try not to let things like this bother me personally, as the reality is we were all a baby at one point and likely cried when it was inconvenient, right? I'm not sure how much you travel, Dory, but that same type of service is available here in the U.S. on Amtrak, just like what you mentioned in the U.K.
It is, and it's actually very popular. I understand why people want peace and quiet sometimes on their journeys. And, Dory, you're going to find it on the Acela trains, the Northeast Regional Service, Keystone Service, the Hiawatha Blue Line has it, the Blue Water trains have it. And you're also going to find it on select Wolverine, Capital Corridor, and Empire Corridor trains on Amtrak. Just look for the quiet car symbol on these trains. Unless your full trip is on a Acela seating, though, is on a first-come, first-served basis with them.
And there's no additional charge to sit in a quiet car. All portable electronics must use headphones. There are no phone calls allowed. And if you are going to talk, well, you have to use your library voice, okay? Email number two today is from Cece, who listens to us in Seattle, Washington. That's our local affiliate, AM 1300 KKOL Radio. Cece is asking, last year I flew with my kids to Las Vegas for a cowboy Christmas, and we enjoyed a few days of rodeo fun. The flight back, however, was anything but fun, as I had an annoying Karen lambasted me for flying with my kids in first class. My son is 9, my daughter is 7, and as we boarded, my kids were all excited and being kids. Then this rude Karen tapped me on the shoulder and said, please tell me that the two of them were not flying in first class, gesturing towards them. I was totally surprised until realizing she was serious. She even flagged a flight attendant to ask about the airline's first class kids policy, then demanded that we be reseated at the back of the first class section. We didn't move and the flight was awkward and tense the rest of the time. I joined a Reddit group once I was back, and it seems flyers are okay discriminating against kids. I really enjoy listening to your show and would like your thoughts on what happened.
So this is definitely something that comes up a lot. A lot of people do discriminate and don't want to see kids in first class. First of all, the airlines don't have bans on anyone sitting in first class. I think there's a big difference between toddlers and kids ages 7 and 9 in premium seats, because at that age, they should be self-sufficient and not acting out with entertainment and all the unlimited snacks in first class. They should be good to go. By the way, a cowboy Christmas sounds like a fun time. Cece, it sounds like a special trip, which is why you bought those first class tickets for your family in the first place. So I think personally, passengers who make a stink out of things like that are a little more annoying than sitting next to kids on airplanes.
Listen, if you pay for the seats, they're yours to do what you want with them. If this woman is not happy about it, you know, fly private or just buy out the entire cabin. That's what I would suggest. So I think we're right there with you. Listen, our kids have flown in first class and business with us over the years. We never had any issues, but it was our job as parents to occupy them and make sure they were well behaved. But I agree. Cowboy Christmas in Vegas, Mary, sounds like fun. Email number three is from Chris, who listens in Anna Marie Island, Florida. That's one of Mary's most favorite beaches.
It is.
Chris would be hearing the show on our local affiliate AM 1490 WWPR Radio in Bradenton. He's asking, I stayed at the Ritz-Carlton in New Orleans last week, and the concierge was able to get us into two great restaurants and arrange for a French Quarter tour. I wasn't sure what to tip him, gave him $15. He was polite and thanked me, but his reaction seemed off and disappointed. How much should I have tipped him?
Uh-oh.
Chris, he probably was disappointed.
Yep.
$15 is on the cheapo side. Depending how hard the reservations were, at least $20, $30 or $40, not out of the question. If you had given him a crisp $100 bill for the two restaurants and the French Quarter tour, I'm sure you'd have a new friend today in New Orleans.
Yeah, 100%. Chris, the point Robert's making, every situation is different. It does depend on how much time the concierge has to invest to get you what you want, but they do expect tips. That is a pretty big investment that he got for you there, and you were also staying at the Ritz-Carlton, and you know, he was expecting a tip.
All right, that's it for today's mailbag, folks. Thanks to everyone who has sent us emails, including Dory, Cece, and Chris. We'll get to more in future shows. If you have a travel question, travel comment, show comment, reach out to us anytime. rmworldtravel.com/contact. This is RM World Travel. Deals of the week are next. We're back in 3 minutes.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As Mary and I get ready to bring this baby into the station and grab our Travel Pro luggage to head to the airport for the J-Block, well, with the July 4th holiday coming in 2 weeks, sharing some travel deals of the week will be our focus, and we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
We all want to get great value for the money we spend, and saving as much of your hard-earned money when you buy things is also important, and right now you're going to get both at MyPillow.com/Carrie during their big $25 extravaganza sale. Beach towels or my sandals are $25. Percal or Giza Dreams bed sheets are $25 as well. Even the my slippers are $25. The list basically goes on. I think you get the point. $25 extravaganza sale. That means you're going to save, save, save.
Yes, you are for sure. All orders over $75 get free shipping. And don't forget to start your day with the delicious 100% Arabica organic my coffee. It's currently 50% off. Go to mypillow.com/carry for all of our show savings, or just find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Travel deals of the week. Where do you want to start us, Mary?
All right, I'm going to start with the airlines. Southwest is having their Easy Breezy sale. You can save up to $125 when you bundle flights and hotels with Southwest Vacations to any domestic destination they fly to. You must book your travel by June 24th, so that's coming up, and then you can take your travel anytime between the time you book in June through next March, March 5th of 2025. And United is also offering package deals, weekly deals, and promotions to countless destinations this summer. And if you book your next trip by June 25th with United, you can earn up to 30,000 bonus miles.
Okay.
That's a little perk there. That's a nice perk.
We like the bonus miles.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go two directions. You know, earlier in our B block, the chief travel leader earlier in the show, we had Toby O'Rourke from KOA. Well, Cruise America, maybe you want to go to a KOA. Why don't you go rent a RV? You can do that through cruiseamerica.com. They have some really interesting deals going on right now. 4th of July special, rent 5 nights or longer, you're going to receive a free night plus half price on the mileage. Thought that was interesting because the mileage can certainly add up. They also have one-way specials. So if you're just going one direction, you can do that and fly home. So go cruiseamerica.com. And then iFly. We've done this certainly in the past. We had a really good time. They have, I think they've got 40, almost 50 locations around the country. iFlyWorld.com. They extended their Father's Day special. Father's Day, obviously, last weekend. They extended it for this weekend. You can buy now and go later. Savings of up to 20% off the already discounted family package, which delivers you 10 flights shared by 1 to 5 people. A lot of fun. So iFlyWorld.com.
Yeah, that's the indoor skydiving experience that I was terrified of.
You
and
enjoyed
we had
that.
A blast. That's a lot of fun. Those are some great deals there. So speaking of camping, Robert, June and July are great months to find camping gear and beach gear on discounted prices. And I would expect the July 4th weekend, if you look, you're going to see some even steeper discounts. But King Camp Outdoors, that's just kingcampoutdoors.com, has hundreds of items on sale right now, from sleeping bags to coolers, hammocks, beach gear, anywhere from 15 to 50% off. So take a look there.
Hmm. All right. So another one to do. Universal Studios, if you're going to go more traditional, you're headed to Orlando. Right now they are offering, if you buy their 2-park, 3-day tickets, you're going to get 2 days free. So you basically can go for 5 days. You're going to pay for 3 of the 5, which I would call that an inflation-beating special right now. Great Wolf Lodge, another place to go. Maybe beach is not your thing, but you want to go cool off with all the heat that's out there around the country that we talk about. GreatWolf.com would be the website. Up to 40% off their Great Pack Getaways. You can book now, and you have to stay through October 24th, 2024. It'll be getting cold by then, so if you want to book in the hot weather and go in the cold weather, great. You want to go in the hot weather and enjoy it in the hot weather, do what you want. But GreatWolf.com will be the website for that.
All right. And they have locations all over the U.S. All right. So if you are road tripping either in Europe, abroad, or here domestically, Hertz has some deals for you. So save up to 30% off base rates in the United States. All car classes are included. You must book and pick up by July 10th of 2024. So just a couple of weeks there. For worldwide rentals, you can save up to 15% off when you book your car rental through Hertz by June 25th. And you must pick up between July 1st and September 30th. So you have a little time there if you're traveling abroad and you need to rent a car in August or September. You have until September 30th, 2024 to save 15% on worldwide rentals.
So you were talking just earlier about the airline deals.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have AllegiantAir.com. So we had, from JD Power, we had Michael Taylor on the show, and we were talking a few weeks ago regarding the various reports, and he mentioned how Allegiant Air is doing a pretty nice job. Right now, AllegiantAir.com, if you go there, folks, and if they're flying to an airport near you, they're offering one-way deals from anywhere, from what I'm seeing on this, from $48 all the way to up to about $74. So, for example, Mary, we could go from the New York City area here to Fort Walton Beach in Florida, $74. Okay, I mean, it just is.
Wow.
That's just that. That seems to be on the higher end. But go check that out if you're interested. And then, you know, you hear us talk about amac.us/carry, and some of you have been asking, well, what kind of travel deals do I get? Mary just mentioned the deal with Hertz. Well, Budget and Avis cars are they're all over Avis and Budget. So if you want to save with them, amac.us/carry is going to save you big time. Colette, another show partner, by the way, they have a number of deals that are going on, but you can go to amac.us/carry. You'll get some Colette deals that are in there. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts that are in there. Maybe you need to rent a truck to move and so forth. That stuff is in there. Number of other hotels, theme parks and attractions, a number of museums that I'm seeing that are in here. And we're talking like up to 45% off, okay, just to give you numbers. You know, maybe you're out there traveling. I mentioned Cruise America earlier. You want to get yourself a pizza. Papa John's, you get 25% off. There's so much in there. So amac.us/carry. I think it's like $16 a year, folks. You will make that back, you know, so many times over. It's crazy. But with that, if you want to hear any part of our two-hour live broadcast today again, by about 2 p.m. Eastern time today, the full broadcast will be posted on our website. You can access it anytime, anywhere, under episodes at rmworldtravel.com. That's a wrap for Hour 2 and this June 22nd edition of the program. We are now off to Dallas, where Bobby is, and begin the Let's Go America tour, Frisco, Texas. We have so much planned for you. Be sure to follow us all this week on our social channels, and be here next week when we broadcast the program live from the Omni PGA Resort. Until next Saturday, when we're back with you starting at 10 a.m. Eastern time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who helped make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels, enjoy, let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.